Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture, fueled by Kubota. Today we're profiling Austin's farm market and Andrew's greenhouse. Andrew, my understanding is the family's owned the farm for some time now.
Yeah, so my grandfather started the farm close to 50 years ago now. Then my family took it over, my mom and dad, and then here I am following the train, I guess.
And could you tell me what sort of things you grow on the farm?
So our farm mainly produces pick-your-own produce. So our big crop is strawberries. And from strawberries, we go into raspberries and blueberries. And then we have a pick-your-own peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, onions, cabbage. It's a giant farm garden, essentially, open to the public when the crops are in season.
Interesting. Has the farm always been like that?
Generally speaking, we've done mostly just strawberries and raspberries, but in the last, say, 18 years, basically when I was maybe 16, I started growing tomatoes, and we started doing pick-your-own at that point. So it's just slowly evolved into everything that it is now.
Do you think there were benefits growing up on the farm, or maybe drawbacks?
No, I didn't realize how much we enjoyed staying busy until I actually left the farm for a few years. Just to finish school. And then you realize that not everybody wants to wake up in the morning and maybe get going to do literally anything. So you do gain a bit of in my opinion, I've had a good work ethic and just feel like I always need to stay busy. And the farm is essentially that reflection. And I can tell you for sure, I did not want to stay as busy as I did when I was younger. But looking back, I don't think I'd be the way I am now if I didn't have to do all my chores all the time instead of hanging out on the weekend kind of deal.
It's interesting to hear you say that. We've spoken with some other farmers, and through automation and technology, the stereotype of farmers up at the crack of dawn is changing. Is that your experience?
I definitely won't disagree that times are certainly changing. I mean, from when I was younger, it seemed busy until all hours of the night, and we've slowly been able to grow the business and just, yeah, capitalize on better, I guess, practices throughout the farm that do allow you to, you know, maybe go inside and have supper for an hour at the end of the night. And that's kind of the end of the night instead of having to go back out after supper and keep going.
Are pick your own farms becoming more popular? And I guess by that, are people more invested in their food?
It's really hard to say one way or another. I mean, our communities are growing as well. So the population is getting bigger. I think people are more attracted to knowing where their food comes from. Just the world is changing, and it's changing quick. And yeah, the supermarkets don't always tell you the full picture. And it does make a big difference to come out and see where all that stuff is grown and how it's done. And when you get your hands on something, there's a little more of an appreciation for it versus just grabbing it off of a shelf.
Can I ask, do you have kids of your own? Will there be another generation at Austin's Farm Market?
Yeah, I have. I've got one little girl right now and another one on the way shortly, actually.
Oh, congratulations. So. Congratulations. You know, are they living the farm life that you lived?
You know what? I think she's got it even better than I ever had it. So I try to bring her here as often as I can, to be honest.
By better, do you mean easier?
Not necessarily easier. I think it's more about the exposure. We're just doing so much more even than when I was younger. It's really changed a lot around the farm. Like my grandpa would be probably shocked to see what everything has turned into just in the, you know, the last 20 years. So, I would say for my daughter, she just gets to experience a really diverse scope of what agriculture has to offer here. Between the flowers in the greenhouse, the produce in the fields, you know, the retail in the market and the bakery, she can really get a pretty open look and viewpoint as to a lot of different things that, are pretty critical, not only, you know, for one's state of mind, but I think it's good for your health, a lot of this stuff. So especially the flowers. I mean, everybody needs a plant.